It says, if you walk in my ways. And of course, Rashi says, means to toil in Torah. The Or HaChaim says that since this part of the pasuk is talking about amelus b'tayra, toiling in Tyra, that's why it says the word telehu, walking. Because we should become used to studying Tyra even when we're walking and even when we're traveling. And Rabbi Zalek Pliskin brings down in his book, Grow Through Tyra, you see from this Or HaChaim, just elaborate on it, that there are many opportunities to study Torah that frequently are not utilized properly. When you travel, if you remember to take along a sefer to study from, you'll find opportunities to learn a tremendous amount, and that time accumulates. And even if a person does not have that much time travel, there are light topics that one does not always have a chance to study, and when you're waiting for a bus, or waiting by a doctor's office, and so on and so forth, that actual time could be used in a very productive manner. And even if there are interruptions and you can't study for an entire time, whatever you're able to study is a great benefit. So perhaps, you know, if a big sugi, if you're learning something be'ian, it's not practical to immerse yourself when you know you only have 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. But short halachas, as an example, or a sif in Mishnah Berurah and let it accumulate, and so on and so forth. Or when you travel, you listen to Torah tapes, or now the MP3s in the cars when you're traveling. That gives you a lot of hours of Torah that you could learn as you're traveling. So that's definitely merum, as the Or HaChaim brings it down. And b'chukaisai teilechu, and b'chukaisai, you're putting in Rashi Pshat of Amelam B'Torah together with the teilechu of the walking, to tell you really that is a nekuda here on a practical level, to learn Torah while you're traveling, bring a sefer along and accumulate knowledge of Torah, or bring a short small notebook. People who like writing bring a small notebook in their pocket, that if they think of chedushim or kashas on certain things they learned, they could write it down as they're waiting online or by a doctor's office, and so on and so forth. V'nasati shalom ba'aretz, it says, I will give peace in the land. And Rashi says, because if there's no shalom, there's nothing. There are many people who would be satisfied with what they already have, but when they see others have more, they feel that kinna, and they feel actual pain when they see someone else has what you don't have. But when a person feels ahava for someone else, he doesn't have that kinna, and it doesn't bother him if that person has more than him. Therefore, the only way for people to really experience a true blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to experience and have Hakaras HaTov what Hashem gives you, and that brings shalom among people. Because if you're happy with Hashem gives you, you don't have chalisha sadas, or you don't feel bad, or you don't feel jealous of what someone else has. And that peace, that calmness, is what people feel in the way they have love for each other and are happy for each other when they're doing well. And the Ksav Sefer brings this yisoid down. So v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, when I'll give you peace in the land, part of that peace is being happy with what you have, being happy with your lot, and being happy that other people have as well. And when a person, many tzaddikim had this, where their face would shine with joy when they heard that someone else was matzliach with something. And that is, again, it's hard for some people. It's in human nature, they feel a little chalisha sadas when someone has more than them or is more successful than them. It is not easy. For example, if you have rabbeim on parallel tracks and one has double the tamidim than the other, it's not easy for the one who has a smaller class not to feel somewhat bad about it. But that's an avodah. But once you do that and realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you your neshama to influence, be mashpia, these particular talmidim, and you're happy with your lot, and you're happy for the other person that has at that different role and with more. And when you have that shalom and you overcome, I just gave one example, but the truth is it applies with everybody in their professions and so on and so forth, all these things. So when it says, like, as a given that everyone hates or is jealous of someone in their same profession, that's just general human nature. It doesn't have to be that way. We can learn to overcome that. And we can learn to be happy with what other people have. And that's the true Venasati Shalom Ba'aretz. The Rambam learns in the whole idea over here, with the brachas that come from listening to the Torah, the Rambam holds that it's not schar. It's not reward. What it really is HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the impediments, removes the things that hold you back from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for example, you know, if you're going to have to work and toil for many, many, many hours to get really any bread on your table, you're definitely going to have less time to learn, less time to daven, and less time to do mitzvahs. So the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you that shefa, giving you that bounty by keeping the mitzvahs is not schar for the mitzvah, but for the opportunity that you should have the yishav hadas and the calmness and the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better and better and better. And that is a good idea also. B'tayach sholoi lishma b'lishma. When you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me keep mitzvahs and give me parnasa and yishav hadas, I should be able to keep more mitzvahs. And that is a big concept that the Rambam brings down. And it's also brought down the ish ki yagdish es beisai, right? If someone is magdish his house, and the Kotzke Rebbe is brought down on this pasuk, that when a person is involved in Ruchnius, it's easy for him to act in a Kaddishtik way. But true Kedusha is when he's Mekaddish himself in the mundane daily activities of running his house. And when he behaves in an elevated manner, even in his own house with his mundane tasks, then he's truly a holy person. The Ish Ki Yagdish Es Beisai. I heard in another way, it says Va'anshe Kaddish used to stress also the Kotzke Rebbe. I didn't ask for malochim. I asked for anshei kodesh, people that are basar v'dams, people that are flesh and blood, that they have challenges, and nevertheless they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, overcome their challenges. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous sipak ha-nefesh from. And that is the bracha that we all hope to. Also the idea is the teichacha, which is a very difficult thing. And it's if you really read it, there's a chiv to learn it, and it is a scary thing. And through the generations, we had aspects of Teichacha that took place through the generations. And the emphasis, though, is to do tshuva, to do mitzvahs, to do ma'isim tovim. And Chavetz Chaim used to say, other Gedolei Yisrael used to say, that it isn't, people are afraid to read this part of the Teichacha, the warnings for not keeping the Torah. You know, there's a minig, some say it in a low voice. Some felt that that shouldn't be. It's like any other part of Torah. And you have to be mefarsimit, you have to make it big, you have to say it with a regular koil like the rest of the Torah. Because, adarabba, these aspects that are Teichacha, that are mentioned here, are for the purpose as impediments to hold us back from sinning. So these are actually brachas in that sense. You're going to watch yourself more if you hear, oh, this could happen. And you watch yourself more and you bring yourself to behave better. Saif, though, after everything is said and done, and after everything that we suffered from, even if it was because of our nechata'enu galinu ma'atzenu, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us all back. And he's going to bring us all back, and everyone will do tshuva. And there's not one yid that will be left behind. And that's also another important thing to learn from this week's Parsha. There's the Parsha of Erech, and at the end of the Parsha, talks about how everyone has intrinsic value. There's a lot to talk about over there also. And the Amelim B'Torah in the beginning of the Parsha is also a lot of people talk about. In yeshivas, they talk about it a lot, but it applies not just for yeshiva. I know in yeshivas, they try to stress it because they're there to learn, and the learning game of Alayla, that's a tafkid, and the Amelis entire is a big inyan of it. But you need to know that even if you're not in the base medrash all day long, there's an inyan of Amelis B'Torah for every single yid. And the Amelis, the toiling in Torah, does not mean, by the way, people get the impression that it means that you dafka have to deprive yourself and live with total poverty. No, you could have a pasma melach. You could have an Amelis B'Torah with the Pasma Melach Teichel by only eating bread and water. But you could have Amelis B'Torah even if it's not the Pasma Melach Teichel. Even if you're eating, you know, more than just bread and water, you could still have an Amelis B'Torah. The first bracha of the two Berachas HaTorahs that we say is Lasik B'Divrei Torah. And it's not just to study Torah. It doesn't say Lilmei Torah. Lasik b'devrei Torah. Lasik means that you make it an asik. It's a complete involvement. You're totally invested in it. And then the next bracha is Vaharivna. Please make it find, help us feel and find the Mesikus HaTorah. Now the Eglei Tal says in the Akdoma of Eglei Tal that don't think that you will get less schar by the fact that you have you experience a sweetness in Torah. Adarabba, that's a chelik of what Limud HaTorah is, to feel that mesikus. So that's on one side of it. But on the other side of it, which is also very important for people to know, I think I heard that someone went once to the stipler and explained to him, what do? I'm trying to learn, and I'm learning, and I'm being ma'amal b'Torah, but I don't feel the sweetness of Torah. I don't feel the geschmack. And the stipler told him, so what? You learn anyway. That's my advice. You learn without the geshmak. So in other words, we ask for a haharevna in the Berachas HaTorah. We ask for the sweetness. And when we get it, we should appreciate it. And that's chelik of the Torah, 100%. But at the same time, matzavim will come up, and sometimes for a very long period of time. And even for big Talmid Chachamim sometimes, where they have different periods, tkufas in their life, and they won't necessarily experience the Mesikus HaTorah in any given moment. There are times where he'll be in the base medrash, and he may be a little bit tired, or maybe it's a hard sugya, and he may not feel that fire in him, and it takes him a very strong effort, to open the Gemara and Harava over that sugya. And that itself is showing a true, that you're a true Amal B'Torah, and that you're a true Eved Hashem. So we could ask for the Harivna. We have to realize that if we have a Mesikus HaTorah, it's beautiful, and that's the taklas of it. But no one should get discouraged if they learn Torah, and even Haravan Torah, or their head is totally in Torah, and then there may be tkufas, and sometimes even long tkufas, where they don't feel that geshmak. They should not get deterred. They should not be miyuyish. Very often a lot of people feel, oh, I don't feel it, so memela, I'm just going to give up. No. Saif, it'll come. It's a matana. It's sort of like Vahavtas Hashem Alikecha. You're supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the love that's the chi of the Magid of Mizuch says is to be misboinen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his chesed, in his chochm in the Bria, in his chesed in the Bria, and memela will be ma'er Ahavas Hashem. But the Svarim bring down that the true Ahava, the flow that comes, that your person feels ecstatic, that's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gives you. So you need to realize that when you're learning Torah and you're right now not feeling the geshmak, you are mekayin the mitzvah Talmud Torah bishlei Musa in its fullest. And the amelus, the mesikus haTorah that you will experience at some time to time, that's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a karas hatayv to him for. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help this week's parasha, especially that all the klalos should turn into brachos, all the choshech should be meir, should turn into a beautiful light, and will Me'at Hashem see, La'asid Lavai, like many talked about after World War II, where it's incomprehensible, and even the Teichacha does not explain many, many aspects of it is beyond our comprehension, and Teichacha doesn't explain what happened. But La'asid Lavai, HaKadosh, like the Chazon Ish talked about and other Gedolei Yisrael talked about, La'asid Lavai, Hashem will give us the understanding and the clarity of what, that how everything was L'tov and how everything fit together. Right now, it's a matter of having Emunah Pshuta and hoping for the best and trusting in the goodness and kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And may we see revealed and open brachas, all of Klal Yisrael, with brachas and yeshuas and refuas and nechamas. Have a wonderful Shabbos.